Hello and welcome to the first episode of Playing the Role. I'm your host, Alex Blood, aka Dadpool. Thank you for joining me for the first episode of Playing the Role, a podcast on everything role-playing. Today I wanted to introduce the podcast, myself, and discuss why I thought this podcast was worth pursuing. Well, a little bit about myself. I've been role-playing for around 10 years. Got into it when I first came to China, and ever since then I have enjoyed it as probably my most favorite hobby. And around the time I got into it, a close friend introduced me to the idea that Dungeons & Dragons wasn't the only role-playing game out there. Around the time I got into it, a friend of mine introduced me to another system called Eclipse Phase, which I'd be happy to talk about. That's kind of one of my favorite systems, and if you were to go to my blog and look around a little bit, you'd see that I've done a few of my own stories in Eclipse Phase. I'm not the best at documenting campaigns that I've run, but I have run quite a few campaigns over the years. My favorite systems are Eclipse Phase, Call of Cthulhu, and a few others, though I have to say that I'm a huge fan of Call of Cthulhu, and I find Lovecraftian horror to be my favorite idea of horror, as it were, as it is the horror of ideas. And I enjoy Eclipse Phase because I'm a huge sci-fi nerd, and I enjoy writing sci-fi. I enjoy other people's sci-fi. I enjoy world building in sci-fi, and I enjoy using science fiction to tell ideas and to point out philosophical concepts, to work around ethical conundrums, and generally just present players or readers interesting situations to deal with. But beyond the systems that I enjoy running as a game manager, or GM as they say, I have played quite a few systems to date. One of my close friends regularly introduces us to new systems he's interested in. We have other friends that enjoy playing. We have a regular gaming group. It has a few rotating members and a few members that have kind of been there for years and years. But I've been exposed to quite a few games at conventions, and I've also done a few open games just locally where I live. And I guess I should address that. I live in China currently, which I know some people might be surprised to hear that, oh, there's English-speaking role-playing gaming in China. And yeah, there actually is. There's a pretty thriving community. It's not maybe as large as it could be elsewhere, but with something like role-playing, really, I mean, you're going to be looking at your regular group that you play with. And once you have that set up, you know, there's not too much else out there. We do some socializing. I try to maintain a network for people looking for role-playing games online for other people that are in the city we live in, which is going to be Chengdu, Sichuan. Now, I've gone to a few gaming conventions, if you can believe it or not, as well, in China. There's a gaming convention that is kind of a network, or I guess a chain? I'm not sure how you describe that. They do their conventions in, I think, Shenzhen, Beijing, and Shanghai. I got a shout out to them. Got a shout out to Dan in the first episode at ConCon. Those guys are great. I've gone to a few of them. I had my son about 3 years ago, a little less than 3 years ago, and obviously I haven't had really as much time to travel to the East Coast, which is unfortunate, but hopefully here again soon I can go, and then one day not too far off, my son will be going with me. But that's probably one aspect of role-playing that I think is just amazing in the 21st century, and one of the reasons why I thought it might be fun to do a podcast, which is the internet. We play still face-to-face, and I don't think I would enjoy playing over a medium like Skype or maybe a Discord server, and I know some people do and probably enjoy it. I generally like to face-to-face play. Usually we game for somewhere around 3 to 4 hours. We've been known to game for upwards of 10 hours, and we might actually do a podcast on that where we talk about some of our longest marathon sessions, because I think the longest we've ever done was somewhere around 12 hours, and that would be interesting to get into that and what we were actually doing for 12 hours and how productive players really are. But the internet is a great resource. Kickstarter and other sites are also really useful for getting new games funded. I know I'm a big fan of role-playing public radio, and I have a few friends that also listen to them regularly. We actually had a chance to meet Ross Payton, who runs role-playing public radio. He was here visiting his brother in China, and they were traveling around. They happened to be in Sichuan, and I might put a link in it in this post if I remember to the episode where my friends and I were actually on his podcast. That was an interesting one. I won't give too many details, suffice to say. I enjoy doing parody characters, and I might talk about that. I might talk about how you create a character or why or what you're going for, but I like to explore weird places, weird ideas with characters. So I was a burned out, drug riddled expatriate engineer who could only find work in the remote desert of Inner Mongolia, working on new urban cities being planned, if I remember correctly, and had, you know, was slowly getting kicked out of every country in Asia for just being a repugnant expat. It's kind of a poking fun at the ugly expat or ugly American that you see from time to time. I can't remember with the other guys. One of our friends was a security guard, I think, and oh yes, it was that one. Yeah, and one of my good friends, Colin, who is the one who introduced me to role playing, he played a very entitled local boy. Yeah, a Chinese young man whose, I think, father owned the whole dig site or something. It was, all three of us were just stand up people, if you know what I mean. But I'll put a link in there. I'll make a note and put a link in there if anyone wants the interest in listening to it. I think it was about 4 years ago, and I think Ross recorded it on his phone, so the quality is probably not too great. I haven't listened to it. Obviously, I only listened to it the one time when it first came out, just for a few minutes. Oh, yeah, that was too much. Remember some of the things we did, but I'm not sure that I would do any of what those are called, which are actual plays, if you didn't know that. Actual plays are where you just record the game as it's happening. I know some people are into that, and role-playing public radio does actual plays. I think they have a fairly professional setup, so I probably wouldn't do any actual plays. I'm not sure who would want to hear them, and also just the audio quality wouldn't be great. That probably brings to me to another topic, which is I may discuss in another episode, which would be venues. There's quite a few topics I'd like to discuss in this podcast, and it usually won't be just me talking for however long. I'd really like to have guests on, people from our gaming group, guests from other groups, people that are active in the community. Hopefully I could reach out to some of the other gaming community throughout China that I know, and have them on to discuss different topics. But venue would be another thing to discuss. We have been playing at cafes and tea houses for somewhere around 6 years, maybe 7 years. We play off and on depending on what we're doing at people's houses as well, but that's not very frequent. We spent probably about 6-7 months playing at a friend of our house, and then decided to move just because of convenience to a place that was equidistant from everyone, just about, at a cafe, which is where we game now. And for those of you that are coming from somewhere like the US, an interesting thing about cafes here, not all cafes, but the one we game at anyways here in Chengdu has the ability to sell alcohol. So we don't have to just drink tea or coffee. We generally game in the evenings, and sometimes we enjoy a few drinks while we're gaming. And that's actually a topic I may address in another podcast as well, which is going to be mixing alcohol and gaming. Should you do it? Yes or no? I won't really get into it here, but I really do. I think one of the reasons that I wanted to do this podcast is there's lots of things I enjoy talking about that are related to role-playing but aren't necessarily role-playing. And we discuss them sometimes in our group or kind of on the proximity of gaming. We often find ourselves waiting. I'm usually one of the first to get there, whether I'm GMing or gaming. More usually when I'm GMing, I get there quite early to prepare and get things ready for the game. But sometimes as a player, I get there early as well, and then we'll do some discussing. And a lot of these things have come up at those times, then obviously we'll start getting into a discussion about it, and then finding ourselves, oh, okay, so-and-so showed up, everyone's here and ready to game, and then we drop the subject and get into our role-playing session, which is what it's all about. Other topics I would like to discuss would be role-playing in a second language. I have role-played once or twice in Chinese. I do speak Chinese. I haven't really had many opportunities to, and that would be something that would be interesting to discuss and reach out to more of the Chinese-speaking gaming community here. I know it exists, and I know it's out there. I just have never really done anything with it. So that would be interesting as well to discuss that with potential guests from that community. So I guess obviously we have lots of ideas that I'd like to do, and hopefully I can get podcasts up in a regular time frame. I'm not going to make any commitments on the first podcast, especially as I haven't even managed to pin down my first guest, who I'm hoping will be Colin. He'll probably be a recurring guest if I can get him to commit, which would be great because Colin's probably one of the most experienced role players I've ever met. As far as systems, as far as characters, character ideas, dice rolling, everything related to role-playing. And him and I have differing opinions in a few key ways, which create for some interesting discussion as well, which obviously is something we're going to want to make if we're going to be putting things into your ears, you know, deep inside them. Oh, I'm joking. I'll try not to get too blue, I think is what people say when we do the podcast, but I will put this on the first episode as a warning. There will probably be swearing. Illicit discussions of activities in game may come up, may not. Let's just say I have at least at one point in time role-played as a artificial intelligence who was fascinated by human sexuality and experiencing all forms of human sexuality, but also lacked social skills. And that was something all of itself that I wouldn't mind discussing if that were something that were to come up and people were interested in it. But obviously there's a broad range of things. Role-playing covers the entire human experience, right? And sometimes more than the human experience. Even in traditional Dungeons & Dragons, you can play as other races. I mean, they're all pretty much anthropomorphic, but, you know, still not technically human. And with other systems like Eclipse Phase, you find yourself in a body that is completely alien, quite possibly literally alien to anything human that's out there, and you may be role-playing as something that was never human to begin with, which is pretty fun and opens up a lot of doors, but it also can create a bit of a burden. So we may discuss that as well. Character decision, character regrets. I have a few interesting stories and ideas about that. I can think of a few examples of people playing specific characters in systems like Eclipse Phase where they didn't quite grasp the limitations of whatever they were playing with, and the scope of that ended up being a bit much. So character creation, I know that's also another thing that people have a lot of difficulty with, is character creation and getting into a new system. So hopefully I'm not jumping around too much in this first podcast, but there's a lot of things I want to cover, and I just kind of want to get the general summary of the goal of this podcast and what I'd like to do with it out there, so that people that are interested in it will have some idea of what to expect. I should probably also mention I am brand new to podcasting, so for now I'm just recording on my home microphone, but one of the convenient things of living in a very large city, technically a mega city, we live in a mega city, is that I have access to lots of very convenient shared resources. I should be able to rent time at a recording studio for fairly cheap, and hopefully we can get some professional quality audio that way and not really need to pay very much for it. I've had a friend suggest that I get a professional mic set up as well, so I may wind up doing that depending on how things go, but I don't really want to have all that equipment at home if I can avoid it. And for now, I'm just going to be hosting this podcast on my personal blog. That may change. I'm not really too familiar with all the podcasting ins and outs. I may end up not having enough storage on my current hosting solution and migrate it elsewhere. So If you're listening to this and it's been migrated, then whoa, you're in the future, which is something, I'm sure. I don't really have much more to say about that sort of thing, but hopefully I can get it all sorted out and up and running, and I'm excited to get our second episode out there, which I might call the first episode, I'm not sure yet, because this is kind of more an introductory episode, and I'm not sure I want the official podcast episode count to start here. Well, going back to what other things I'd also like to discuss on this podcast, I'd really also like to get more diverse views on role-playing. It's one thing I've noticed after role-playing for about a decade continuously, which is pretty much uninterrupted. I don't know if I made that clear. So it's been quite a few years that we've been doing this. One thing I've noticed is that there are not that many female role-players. I have friends that are women that are interested in role-playing. We had a good friend who played with us for years, and she was kind of a core member of our group, and it was actually quite a hit to the group when she left. I still miss her. We were good friends, but that's one thing I've noticed is there are not as many women. I don't really know why, if it's something that people view as more, it's men that do it, or if there's like an intimidating factor, or really what it is. And instead of just speculating on what it might be, I'd actually like to discuss that with women, how women feel with role playing. And then I also wouldn't mind getting into deeper with the gender bender stuff, you know, how do men feel about playing women? How do women feel about playing men, and so on. Also, I'd like to discuss LGBT in gaming. LGBTQ, I think, is the whole acronym. As one of our core members is gay, and it doesn't really come up too much in gaming because, well, sometimes it does, not just being gay, but just, like I said, just generally sexuality, as well as sexual preferences and changing genders and anything else related to this, or genders, or sometimes even the lack thereof. Like I said, I mean, one of my favorite games is Eclipse Phase, and you don't really have to have a gender if you don't want to. Like I said, I played a character who was an artificial intelligence, and he was hell-bent on creating a third gender, but like a core gender that would be used for reproduction for biological species, because he was also a scientist. So, you know, there's many facets related to sexuality and gender that I'd like to discuss on the program, and hopefully in depth with people that are members of these communities that enjoy role-playing and just get their views on role-playing. Like I said, the more diversity, the more I welcome it. I have also role-played with people from many different countries. Not all of them are English-speaking countries first, and that's always something that I'm interested about, is what is it like role-playing in a second language? Like I said, my second language is Chinese, and I have role-played once or twice with it. That was quite a few years ago now, but it is something that interests me, is how people role-play, how they feel about it, what they think, how it is to do it in another language, and then under really any kind of unique circumstances, which is, again, one of the reasons I wanted to create this podcast to begin with. I think there's a lot of exciting stuff to talk about with role-playing. I know there's quite a few podcasts out there already that do role-playing, and I'm not going to try and pretend that I am those podcasts or that I can live up to their level of quality, but, you know, fuck those people. You're here and you're listening to me, so, you know, that means you're awesome. And hopefully you'll continue to listen to me and our many guests that may or may not exist. So, like I said, broad range of things that I hope we can talk about in this podcast, and hopefully I can get lots of guests on, and hopefully if you're new to role-playing, you can gain some insights. If you're a veteran gamer, as it were, you can find some interesting things out of it as well. Another thing I think I forgot to mention earlier would be just system reviews as well, which wouldn't be that hard to do, and like I said, myself and other people in my gaming group and in our community have played quite a few systems out there, so just, you know, having someone tell you, well, I like this about this system and I didn't like this about this system, can be quite helpful. The pitfalls or shortcomings and then the strengths of a system are really good to be aware of when you're choosing a new system. And I know sometimes you can pick up a new system, and the trend nowadays is to make them less complicated and easier to get into. But realistically, you're still probably looking at a system that's going to be somewhere from 50 to 200 pages. And you don't need to read all of it. And instead of just, you know, going through every single page to look for, okay, is it going to be easy to do this in this system? Is this the way I want to play this genre or whatever? It might be helpful to have someone just offer a review. So hopefully we can do that as well. Like I said, for now, I'm not going to do any actual plays. I may put a convention game up or two, depending on if I actually go to a gaming convention. Right now, I'm kind of trying to justify to myself that I can make it to the Shanghai or Beijing. I think it's the Beijing convention in June of this year, which I might go to. It's on a weekend, but I'm not sure I can justify the cost right now. But if I do go, I may end up doing either an interview with Dan or anyone that I can grab and pull aside, depending on how drunk we are, which is another thing that will have to be talked about at some point, which is why is it that gaming conventions bring out the drink? I just don't know. Anyways, that's everything I've got for today. Thank you for meandering through this episode with me as I meander through my hopes and goals for this podcast and wax about role-playing experiences. Hopefully it wasn't too boring, and probably I'm going to try and shoot for an hour to an hour and a half for the regular podcasts, which shouldn't be too bad because it's not going to just be me talking, hopefully. So once again, thanks for joining us for the first episode of Playing the Role. Not your Gygax's game. I don't know how I feel about that tagline, but I might run with it because I think it's kind of funny. And obviously, RIP, Gary. And on that note, I'll see you on the next episode of Playing the Role.